Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Chav Gimel, Seif Beis and Seif Gimel. Seif Beis, Meis Aviv, if a person's father passes away, Mevarech, he says, a bracha, Dayan Ha'emes. The full bracha of Shema Malchus. Hayala Mamon She Yirasho. Now, if there was money and the child is going to inherit the parent, Im Ein Lo Achim, if there are no brothers, he's the only son, Mevarech Gamken Shechyanu. Then in addition to making the bracha Dayan Ha'emes, he'll also make a bracha Shechyanu on the inheritance. V'im Yesh Lo Achim, but if there are other brothers and he shares it with them, B'malkum Shechyanu, instead of saying Shechyanu, Mevarech HaToy V'Ameitav, say a bracha Toy V'Ameitav. The Amor says, She'im Mevarech HaToy V'Ameitav, Elam Ken Yesh Lo Shutvis Be'osatova, because we only say HaToy V'Ameitav if there's a partner with him in the benefit. Mishtabura Sifkan Ches, Meis Aviv. The father dies. The Mishtabura says, Hu Adin Sha'ar Adam Kosher, it's any fine, upstanding citizen, Sha'adam Mitzar Lo, that a person feels bad that this person passes away. Tehu Bechlal Shmuas Ra'os, this is all part of bad tidings that the bracha of Dina Emes is appropriate. Me, however, Ha'oilam Nohagin Levarach below Shem Machos, the meaning is to just say Baruch Dina Emes like that, without Shem Machos. Ve'eino nachon. And it's really not right. Because the bracha is with Shem Machos. Ve'al kol panim al tamach chochem shemeis, and a minimum when a tamach chochem passes away, she'tzach be'vadai lehis onein u'lismamer ozeh, and a person should really feel bad and upset about it. Ve'chein al krovov she'chayr l'sav lehim, and again with relatives that he's obligated to have avelus, the relatives that he's close to and he's in a sitshiva for, v'adayaskar bracha b'shem machos, certainly he should say the bracha with Shem Umachas. So evidently, people were not saying with Shem Umachas even for relatives. They're just saying Baruch Dynamis. I said, that's wrong. So the common practice is that if it's not a relative, we say without Shem Umachas, even though it is a Shmura. And for relatives that a person says Shiva for, they say it with Shem Umachas. As far as Tamachacham Shemes, Mishnah Berurah says one should also say Shem Umachas. But again, I'm not sure how widespread that is. Sifkan Tes, Gam Ken Shechiyonu. If there's a Yerusha, then in addition to the Baruch of Dina Emes, the child will say Shechiyonu as well. Hainu. Mitchila Dina Emes. First to say Dina Emes. Kanal Be'os Vav. We said this before in Sifkan Vav. Va'acha Shechiyonu. Then the Shechiyonu. Al Nechasim Shenisharu Lo Me'ito. Because he has the property that he's now going to inherit from the parent. The notes on the side point out, does he make these brachas be'aninus? Usually a person only doesn't say brachas. So he brings Geshur HaChayim that an oinin cannot say Shechiyanu or Hatov Meitiv. The only bracha the oinin can make is Dina Emes. So the oinin would say Dina Emes, but he's not going to make Shechiyanu or Hatov Meitiv later. However, he brings that Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that since he's allowed to say Dayana Emes, so too at the same time he could say the Shechiyanu or the Hatovah Meitav. So even though other brachas he's not going to make, but this would be the exception. Mishnah Berurah continues, Va'after Yosu Hayim Misratza Shlo Yomus Aviv V'lo Yerushena, the child would much rather the parent not die and not inherit. Mikomokom Yochel Levar Shechiyanu, still he could say Shechiyanu. This bracha doesn't depend on happiness. It really depends on something that he will benefit from. Even though it incorporates with it the pain and distress on the loss of the relative. If there are others to inherit with him, then he says instead of Shechiyanu. What it's allowing me to say, he's not going to say Shechiyanu, since there's benefit to his brothers as well. So he could say HaTov HaMeitiv. Amrlo, if they tell him, Shemesa Ishto, that his wife died, V'henicha Mamon, and she has money that he's going to inherit. V'varech Dayana Emes Al Misasa, he'll say Dayana Emes on her death, V'Shechiyonu Al Yerushasa, and I say Shechiyonu for the inheritance. The Beralocha points out the following. It says, Eino achim mevarakam shechiyonu. If there are no brothers, then besides Dina Emes, he says shechiyonu. I had more katsiyah shakasa. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov M, that's more katsiyah, he writes, Demari she'ein lo isha ubarim. The case has to be when this man is single, he has no wife and no children. Because all we're focusing on is the brothers. If there's no brothers, he says, Shechyanu, must be he's not married and no kids. Halava, because if he had a wife and kids, bevaracha tova meitiv. He should say a tova meitiv, because he's not inheriting by himself. Others are going to benefit with him. Kedekame b'sifdal, like we say in Sifdal. Vihine. Lefidas ha-magen avram le'el b'sen reish chafalf ois aleph. Based on the magen avram and reish chafalf, afilu yesh lo ish u'bonim nami enim avarach, kim shechyanu v'lo tova meitiv. Even if he has a wife and children, he's only saying shechyanu. He's not saying a tova meitiv. They don't have a share in his inheritance. Maybe he won't give them from the money. Unless you say he's inheriting things, and everyone benefits from it. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden assumes if he's got a wife and kids, they're all sharing in the benefits of the inheritance. And the Mishnah is not so poshut. He's inherits, not the wife and kids. If they get a sofa, yeah, they'll all use the couch. Okay, so then you can make a tov meitiv. But if it's money, it's really, it's his money. It's not their money. And he's not so sure that that would qualify. Se'iv Gimel. Bana bayis chadosh or kana kelim chadoshim. A person builds a new home. Or he buys new things. Afilu hoyelo kiyotze be'el tchila. Even though he had them, that he did not buy, maybe inherited them. Or he bought and then bought again. Each time he says shechyanu. V'lav davka chadashim. It doesn't even have to be new. To who adin liyishonim imhim chadashim lo. It could be used, but for him it's new. Imhim chadashim lo shlohayu elu shalom eom. He never had this before. For him it's chadash. V'lo amu chadashim. Why do we say chadash? Elu la'afuke im macharon v'chazav knan. As opposed to selling it and buying back what you sold. If you buy back what you sold, you're not making shechyanu when you buy it back. But the concept, when you buy something new, you say shechyanu, it doesn't have to be new. It could be from a consignee, it could be a used car, it could be something else that someone used before you, and it's still going to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan, Yud Aleph, Bana v'chulam. So Mechaber begins by building a new house. So right away the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not only if you build a house, if you buy a house. This is if he buys it or builds it for himself. But if there are others who benefit, then they all the partners, will say a tova meitiv. So if you have a community that builds or buys a shul, Yamot Sheikh Siba v'yivarch b'kolron, the Sheikh Siba gets up and says in a loud voice, Hatova Meitiv with the bracha, Lahotzi es kulam, and he's motzi everyone with the bracha. Now, the notes bring a number of points about the bracha on purchasing a home. First of all, what say the house, the title is not in the person's name. Someone else put up the money, basically, and it's in their name. So you can't make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha, the title is not in your name. That's number one. Then he says, what if you took a loan to buy the house? So there's a strong argument to say that if you cannot hold on to the house no matter what, meaning to say if the house is collateral for the loan, which it usually is, then you can't make the bracha. You can't make the bracha when you take a mortgage because it's really not your house yet. And by the time you paid off the mortgage, you're not making the bracha at that point anymore. Even though it's a certain degree of simcha, maybe a kiddush, but you're not making the bracha at that point. Then he brings, if a person purchases houses to flip, you buy it, fix it up, and sell it. So he brings, you don't make a bracha. The bracha is when you're going to live there. But to buy merchandise and sell it again, in case it's a house, you're not going to make a bracha. Sifka Yud Beis, buy is chodosh, a new house. Similarly, if the house burnt and he rebuilds, he makes a bracha. But if he knocks it down and rebuilds, that's a question in the Achronim. Not to make the bracha. And if he adds a new level to the house, everyone says he should make a bracha if he made the house higher. If he adds a room to the home, so it brings from the Yashuv that he should make Shechyanu. and if his wife and kids, they'll make the bracha tova meitav. Sivkon yugimel, kelim chadoshim, new items, bein malbushim, whether it's clothing, bein klei tashmish, whether things he uses like furniture, ushtia v'achila, or drinks and foods, kiyotz b'zeh, anything like that, imhem dvorim, shalei v'od, v'sameach p'am, if these are things that the person is happy about, ani b'ro'ilo, v'ashir b'ro'ilo, the poor person with what makes him happy, the wealthy with what makes him happy, he makes the bracha. V'ayim b'sif vav, look ahead and sif vav. Achen, however, im hu ashir gadol, if he's very wealthy, shafilu kelim yekarm v'chashuvim, ein nechshavim lo, even expensive, precious items don't mean anything to him, v'ein sameach v'ayim, he's not happy with it, lo yivarach, he won't make a bracha. U'b'knias sefarim, as far as purchasing sefarim, yeshdeas ben achronim im yivarach aleim, there's different opinions in the achronim, if he says a bracha. Mishum de mitzvah slav, lehenes nindu, because ultimately it's a mitzvah, and mitzvahs are not for our own benefit. Ubechay Adam mitzad, Chay Adam leans to say, Dim Hayim Mahadrach is a sefer. If he really was looking for the sefer, v'sameach b'kiniyah so, and he's very happy to buy it, Dim Avarach he should say Shechianu, Shai Bracha Zu Niskna al Simcha v'lo al Tashish. The bracha is for the happiness, not on the use. K'le Kamei Sefdal v'sein Sefdal. Chen Kasa Merkasiyah, like the Merkasiyah writes as well. V'alkin therefore ein limchais v'yad Avarach. He won't protest if someone makes a bracha in this situation. So we see that the Mishnah Berurah is telling us there's a lot of rules for this Shechianu. In one place he says, I know he's not happy, but he gets benefit. And here he says, well, he's happy. So there will be different criteria that we use to require or allow the saying of this bracha. The notes bring that if a person gets a new pair of glasses, Shlomo Zalman says not to make a bracha because it's a refuah. Because of Scheinberg said the same. But Eliyashiv, on the other hand, said, no, he says, Shechanu glasses. It's a tachshit. I know they market it that way. They market it as an accessory. So is it medical appliance? Or is it tachshit? Is it accessory? A chassan buys a ring to give to the kala. So he brings there, Moshe wrote, that the chassan should say Shechanu when he buys the ring, because he has a nod that he gives it to the kala. Rabbi Yashiv says, no, the chosn does not say shechianu. When he gives it to the kala, she says shechianu.
Mishnah Berurah sifka nyudad. Hayilo v'chulu.
Even if he had similar things before his purchase, Meirusha Savosav, maybe he inherited from his parents, and now he buys a new one, he makes shechianu. Because it is new insofar as that he just bought it and he never bought it before. If he bought it and bought it again, he makes the bracha also. The second time, it's not the first time he's bought it. He already has these that he bought before. It's still new. There's something to the newness that he says shechianu. Sivkar tezor shechianu. Once you be careful to make the bracha as soon as possible, because eventually he gets used to it, and it's not such a simcha anymore. So make the bracha when you still have the full simcha. If he sold and bought it back, he does not say a bracha. Either they're still brand new, so they're never used. Nonetheless, since he's used to it, we don't have the element of simcha. So what about a person who rents an adira, rents an apartment, or a home, and then he buys it. He buys the home that he was renting. And the notice from Zalman said, they said shechianu. Because the ma'aseh, there's a simcha
in the purchase. It's a fundamental altering the relationship.
And I guess if there's a family, he'll make hatovah meitav.